The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara on Memhei Amid Beis brings a machloikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Perikud Beis, pasuk Beis, Abei Ta'abudun, as kol ha'mekoymeis asher ovdu sham ha'goyim, that you should completely destroy all the places that were worshipped by the idolaters, that teaches us that besides the obligation of Klal Yisrael when they entered into Eretz Yisrael to cut down all of the Asherah trees, all of the trees of Avodah Zarah, it's also a chiyuv l'sharei shacharel, to entirely uproot it. And Abei Ta'abdin teaches us you have to completely uproot the Asherah tree. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that same halacha of uprooting the Asherah tree is learned from the next pasuk, pasuk Gimel, where it says "Ve'ibadetem es shemam min amokoy ma'u," that you have to destroy its name, and by uprooting it, you then destroy its name and you make it non-existent, erased from memory. The Gemara asks, "What do the Chachamim do with the pasuk Ve'ibadetem es shemam?" To which the Gemara answers, "Ha'u lachanois lo shem." That is, that you are required to give an Avodah Zarah a derogatory name, as the Gemara will see, says later on Daf Mem Vav. Then the Gemara brings a brisa, machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, which parallels the machlekes of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he learns the din of l'shari shachareh to uproot an Avodah Zarah from the pasuk of v'ibadetem es shema. To which Rabbi Kiva says, no, that we learn from the pasuk of Abei Ta'abdun. You have to completely destroy the Avodah Zarah and uproot it. And the Yibadetem Es Shemam tells us, Lechanes Loshem, that one has to change the name of the Avodah Zarah and give it a nickname. The Gemara at first thinks that the nickname doesn't have to be Lignai, not Leshvach, not Lignai. To which the Gemara brings the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Shakeh to Shakzenu, V'sa'ev to Sa'avenu Kicherimu, that indeed it has to be disgusting, it has to be an abomination, and therefore you have to change the name of the Avodah Zarah to one that is lignai, derogatory. For example, the Gemara says, instead of calling it Beis Galya, which Rashi says is a lashon of the Gavoya Uguli, something that is tall, something that is elevated, you call it Beis Karya, something that is low, and something that is sunk down. That's what the Gemara tells us. The reason why we're Mechana the Shem, the Me'iri here in our Sugya says that the Oivdei Alilim, those who worship the idols and worship the Asherah trees, they would call their Avodah Zarah with a shame noah, with a nice name, with a name of chashivas, in order to that the name itself should give chayin to those who worship it. Therefore, Klal Yisrael has now an obligation to do the opposite, to go to the other extreme and give it a shame genai, and not only to eradicate the name of the Avodah Zarah, but says the Meiri, in order then to take the Oivdeo and change their mindset towards the Avodah Zarah and away from the Avodah Zarah towards serving Hashem. The example he gives, that the Avodah Zarah was called Pnei Melech, you now call it Pnei Kelev. The Levush in Yeridei Simin Kuf Mem Vav Siftes Vav takes it a step further and expounds a bit more. We change the name of the Avodah Zarah to give it a Shem Genai in order Kadesh Sheyishtakeya V'lo Yizocher Oid. In other words, change the name and therefore the original name will be completely forgotten and not mentioned any longer. Interestingly, this halacha of Tzorech Lechadeis Loshem, that we have to give a derogatory name to a name of Avodah Zarah, is not brought in the Rambam. The Tor, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Kuf Mem Vav Siftas Vav, paskin like this, that the Avodah Zarah has to be given now a different name, a shame, a kinoi lignai. And the Achreinim Amatmiya, they are troubled why indeed did the Rambam omit this halacha. Now, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Sanach Gimel Amid Beis. Over there, the Gemara is darshaning the pasuk, V'sheim Elohim Acherim Loisaskiru, that the name of foreign gods may not be mentioned. The Gemara explains this means, Shalo Yomer Adam L'Chaveiroi, a person can't say to his friend, Shmar Li B'Tzad Avedizera Plainus, wait for me at this and this Getchka. Person cannot use the name of an idol to give a landmark, to give a maramakum to somebody. This din is in fact brought in the Rambam, Perakei from Ilchas Avodah Zarah, Halacha Yud Aleph, and as well in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea Simen Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Let us make the following Chakira. This Gemara that says, Shmurli, but Avodah Zarah Plainus, that one is not allowed to say, wait for me at this and this place, which is an Avodah Zarah, mentioning the Avodah Zarah's name. Is the Isser only because he is benefiting from using the Avodah Zarah's name? In other words, there's mentioning it with a purpose? Or is it even just to mention the name on its own, even if there would be no intended purpose for mentioning the name? The Netziv, as we'll see, says this indeed is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh and the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Samach Gimel Amud Beis that we mentioned says that really, in any case, it would be yasser. Not only in the Gemara's case where it is done letzairich, where there is an intended purpose why the person wants to mention Avodah Zarah's name to use as a landmark or where the person should meet his friend, but even if it is mentioned shalei letzairich, says the Rosh, that too is going to be yasser. Why did the Gemara give this case? Urcha de milsa nokat. The Gemara just gave a case which is common, but the same would apply if a person mentioned as Avodah Zarah's name, even Shalei Letzarech. This is in fact how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yeridei Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, the Zel Shoinoi, the Osa Lahazkira Bishma, it's also to mention the Avodah Zarah by name, Bein Letzarech, Bein Shalei Letzarech. However, the Rambam, when he brings the halacha from this Gemara in Sanhedrin, he writes the lashon of the Gemara, Lo yomer adam lachaveiro, a person is not allowed to say to his friend, Shmor li b'sad avodah zarah and plainness, a person can't say, wait for me at that avodah zarah, mention it by name. Uchiyotze, or anything similar to this. You see from the Rambam, you can be medayik that he's understanding the Gemara is saying, only when you're doing it with an intended purpose, is it also to mention the name. In the Shi'ultis, Rabbi Choy Goyin, Parshas Yisroi, Simen Nun Beis, he brings both the Gemara's din in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, that it's also to mention the name of Avodah Zarah while using it as a simen, as a landmark, from B'Shem Elohim Achem Leiseskiru, and as well brings the Aloch in our Gemara, first bringing it from the, learn from the positive B'Shem Elohim Achem Leiseskiru, that you are Mechuyiv Likrei Lo B'Shmad Ganusa, then one is obligated to give an Avodah Zarah a derogatory name. From here, the Netziv in the Hemek Sheil over there understands the fact that the Shi'iltis combines these two halachas together is it must be the Shi'iltis holds like the Rosh, that there's an issur to mention an Avodah Zarah by its name, Bein Letzarech, Bein Shalei Letzarech, whether one has a benefit and a need in mentioning the name or no need at all. However, as well, there's a kula, there's a leniency, that if one is mechaned the shame liknai, if one mentions the name in a derogatory fashion, then it is mutter to mention it, and even if one is mentioning it with a purpose in mind. Mashenkin the Rambam understands that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is only osur when you're mentioning it for a purpose. Without any purpose, without any benefit in mentioning the Avodah Zarah's name, Shalei Letzarech, it's mutter according to the Rambam. However, there's a chumrah in the sheet of the Rambam that when you are mentioning for a purpose, it's always osur, and even if you mechana the shame. In other words, according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, there's an issur to mention the name of Avodah Zara, Bein Letzeruch, Bein Shelo Letzeruch. But if you're Mishana the name, if you're Mechana Lignai, if you give it a derogatory name, then it's mutter to mention it. And according to the Rambam, it's only also where there's a purpose in mind, where you're using it as a marambokim, to use it as a station, as a location for something. But if Shelo Letzeruch is usher. But when you're using a letzerich, then it's aser even if you mechana the name. And that's why, perhaps, the Rambam didn't bring this halacha of Surah Lachanis Lashem. In terms of mentioning the name of Avodah Zarah, or places of Avodah Zarah, the question is brought, many times people have the question, is it mutter to mention the name of Eisei Yoish? What we know is in the Gemara, the Chazal name him, call him Yeshu HaNoitzri. And as well, the holiday, their Yom Eid, from December 25th, which is based on the birth of Yeshu, according to their calculation, is it mutter to mention that name as well? Sometimes people have the question in terms of greetings to co-workers who are non-Jews, or stam to mention that name, whether it's Letzeirich, you have to mention the name, or Shalei Letzeirich. Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned, paskins that to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah is also Bein Letzeirich, Bein Shalei Letzeirich. Is this an Hashem of Avodah Zarah or not? So in Agos Maimonis, in Perek Hay, from Halachas Avodah Zarah, Halacha Yud, he brings from the Re'eim, Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, the following Halacha. There's no iser in mentioning the name of Avodah Zarah unless that name was given to it l'shem Elohus, and its mashmois is Elohus. In other words, it has to have a divine connotation. It has to be that this was given a name of deity, a name of divinity. But a shem hedyot, if there was just an ordinary name, a regular name, like Shemes Ba'alma, that was given to the Avodah Zarah at first, and then it was made into an Avodah Zarah, and after it was already had its name, then Aso Eloyah, then they made it into an Avodah Zarah. Since this name, it does not have a connotation of Elohus and Avnus, it's just the regular name that it was given, says the Agos Maimonis in the name of the Re'eim, there's no issur in mentioning that. The reason for this, he says, is because the Pasuk says, V'shem aliyim acherim lo yisaskiru. The Torah was makbid only on the Shem Elohus, only if it has a name which is given for the purpose of divinity. Says the Agos Maimonis, we have two rayas to this, two proofs that we can marshal for this halacha of the Re'eim. One is that we find in the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, that the names of the festivals of the Eidei Kechavim, the Eidei and Shal Eidei Kechavim, the Gemara lists the names of their different holidays, the various holidays that they have, Kalanda, Saturnia, Kartisim. So these were names, says the Agos Maimonis, these were names of Hedyotis, names of ordinary people, or ordinary kings or emperors, and they became names of a holiday. So too, says the Agos Maimonis, v'chein motzinu b'kama m'koymeis b'shas. We find many times in the Shas, shemazkir shem Yeshu ha'noisri v'talmidav, and v'ein oleha b'go yeser mimenu. No greater Avodah Zarah do we have than Yeshu ha'noisri and his followers. So we see that it would be clear from this Agos Maimonis, that to mention the name of Yeshu HaNoitzri, since that's the name that he was given, presumably that's the name that he was given at birth, and that was his regular name, and he was only made into an Avodah Zarah afterward, it would seem that there would be no issur in mentioning such a name. Or perhaps even not in mentioning the name of the holiday that's associated with his birth, perhaps also there's no issur in that. Let's take a look at what the Shulchan Aruch paskins based on this Hagos Maimonis. Yeridaya Simin Kufmem Zayin Sibbeis. Shem Chagom Shelahem, the names of their holidays, Shehem Kishemis Bnei Adam, that are named after the same names as people, Ein Chshash Lahazkiram, there's no Eastern mentioning them. However, the Shulchan Aruch gives a stipulation to this. But you can't give it this name, same name, or say it in the way that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah mentioned it with a sense of chashivus. The Vilna Gaon brings as the makor for this halacha, the source is based in this Hagos Maimonis that we just mentioned before. It would seem that it should be mutter then to mention Yeshua HaNoitzri, or even mention the Chag that is associated with his name. However, there was a Shaila asked by a Rav to Rav Israel Heldesheimer, which is brought in the Shaila Sechuvas Rabbi Israel, Simen Kufpei, Yeredei Simen Kufpei. It seems that there was a new Malamed that was hired in this town of the Rav, and this Malamed was mentioning the name of Oysa Yoish Mefurish. He was mentioning this name, and the Rav was concerned that this was improper. So the Rav looked into the matter and decided the truth is, it's not really Yosser. So he told the Malamed to try to avoid it, but it's best not to mention it if you can't. And a different Rav was chaylok in him, a different Rav took issue with him and said that it's only a midas chasidus, it's not minadin to mention it. And therefore he presented this shayla to Rabbi Israel Heldesheimer. In his shayla he mentions this Hagos Maimonis, and he says, we do find in many places in Shas, as the Hagos Maimonis mentions it, we find that the Gemara itself mentions Oysa Yoish, Hainu the Shem Etzem Shaloi, his actual name, in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel, Daf Samach Zayin, Daf Kufhei, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Zayin, in Yerushalmi and Brochus, Perekei Halacha Aleph, in the Tosefta already in Chulin it mentions it. So it would seem that it's okay to mention the name of Yeshu. Rabbi Israel Heldesheimer, in his tshuva back to this Rav, he says indeed the Gemara mentions the Shem Prati. He mentions the name of Yeshu just by the name Yeshu. The Shem that he was given at birth. But the name that was added to it, of how the Goyim call him, which has the, as well, besides the name Yeshu, it also has the name of Mashiach, which is added to him, which we know it as the name C-H-R-I-S-T, which comes from the Greek word of the Savior or of the Lord. He says that indeed, says Rabbi Israel Heldesheim, he says, Amatmiya, that many people will mention that name, and the name of the Shema Prati, the Machmir not to mention it, Uba Emes, Napoichu, it's just the opposite. The Shema Prati would be mutter to mention, as the Gemara mentions, as we pass, as the Agos Maimonis Paskins, like we said. But the name that was given to him, that adds some divinity to it, that adds that he's a Messiah or a Savior, that certainly would be Yosser. And the truth is, if we look into the name itself, the name of Yeshu, it's not clear that that was really his name. It's very possible that his name was Yeshua. Like we find this name even in Sefer Ezra and Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, that this was a name. This was already a Jewish name. And it's possible that the name Yeshu, Chazal made it up after he already, this Talmud of Yerushua ben Prachya, as the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel in Saita and in Sanhedrin, tells us of what he did, and therefore he was pushed away by Yerushua ben Prachya. And then according to our version from the Chesreinus Hashas, he was tried in Bezdin and killed on Erev Pesach. They gave him the name Yeshu, meaning Yeshu is Yimach Shemoi V'Zichroi. So it's very possible that wasn't even his name given to him at birth, but it was maybe Yeshua. But certainly the name C-H-R-I-S-T, like we mentioned, it means a Savior or the Lord, which they made him into an Avodah Zarah with that. As Rabbi Heldesheimer in that Shuvah mentions, and is brought in Ramashan Sefer, that he also held like this, that they consider him a deity, they consider him Elohus, and more so than other religions which only consider their leaders as prophets, no more than a Navi, but not least, certainly not a godlike figure. And therefore the name certainly CHRAST would be usher to mention, because that has Elohus to it. Perhaps even the name Yeshua Noitri, which is translated as in its English form, J-E-S-U-S, that seems it certainly would be Mutter Lahalocha, because that's just the name that was given, and even if it was given by Chazal, but it was given to him in a derogatory name, as Yimach Shemai V'Zichra, as Yeshu, or even if that was his name, that certainly was the name that was given to him before he was made into an Avodah Zarah. But the name of the holiday on December 25th, that name is a contraction of two words. It's C-H-R-I-S-T, which, as we mentioned, that connotes divinity. And the name, the word, the other part of the word, M-A-S, is really comes from the word mass. And mass is their gathering of a feast. So it really is that combination of C-H-R-I-S-T with mass to connote and to commemorate the day of his birth, of the birth of their Savior, the birth of their Messiah, is certainly a name of Avodah Zarah. Interestingly, many people would think that instead of saying that, they say the word X and then miss X-M-A-S. And the truth of the matter is, that it too is the same, that really that X comes from its Greek origin, really means the same as C-H-R-A-S-T. And it's no different from a religious standpoint, from their religion I'm talking about, from a religious standpoint, is no different than saying C-H-R-A-S-T-M-A-S, it's the same thing. Which is why many Yidden, the way they mention this December 25th holiday of the Christians, the way they mention it is in a Shem Gnai, it's Kratzmach. Kratzmach is taking that name of their holiday, which is derived from the name of an Avodah Zarah, and it's made into a galechta, it's made into a joke. The word really kratzmich, kratz means scratch, and mich is me, scratch me, and it's making a joke out of the name, and that's how the name kratzmich came about. And this certainly would be meritorious, certainly from a Midas Chasidus, it would be preferable to say that. Even if we wanted to say that certainly the name J-E-S-U-S is permissible to say, which seems clear from the Nagos Maimonides, from the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned, Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Beis, but the name of the holiday, which does come, it is derived from the name of Elohus, which they gave him, that certainly seems to be awesome.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.